A so-called free trade deal between the United States and Colombia has been negotiated between the two countries, but awaits congressional approval. Last month, Democrats in Congress said they would indefinitely delay a vote on ratification. Today in Tampa, the Colombian ambassador to the U.S. joined Florida's junior senator, Mel Martinez, and some members of the business community to urge Congress to quickly vote to ratify the Colombia Free Trade Agreement.
Colombian Ambassador Carolina Barco said that under President Alvaro Uribe, the country has been lifted out of a recession and last year posted 7.6% annual growth. She said that if the U.S. Congress ratifies the Colombian Free Trade Agreement, or FTA, the economies of both countries will benefit.
This is so important for the hemisphere that Speaker Pelosi has received from every single president on the Pacific Rim who already have free trade agreements with the U.S., letters asking that the Congress support the free trade agreement with Colombia as a way of strengthening our hemisphere.
Senator Mel Martinez said that the Colombia FTA would lead to increased trade with Florida and especially Tampa.
There is no city in Florida with a stronger heritage to our Hispanic world than the city of Tampa. As a Cuban American, you know this story better than I do because you're from Tampa. But this is the city that was right there at the cutting edge of the late 1800s as the connection with Cuba and Tampa became one of brother to brother.
The discussion was held at the Tampa Club in downtown and was hosted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Trade Routes program. It was sponsored by cigarette manufacturer Philip Morris International, the U.S. Columbia Business Partnership, the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce, and the Tampa World Affairs Council. Senator Martinez said that the U.S. economy is teetering on a recession, but an FTA with Colombia could help.
This is an agreement that year one will increase exports to Colombia by $1 billion. That, in my mind, translates to creating jobs right here in Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, and good-paying jobs. These are jobs that pay well above the average wage. And so, to me, it makes a great deal of sense not to wait, but to get it done so we can get Americans working, so we can get Floridians benefiting from what is an increase in job opportunities for Floridians and for Americans.
Director and CEO of the Port of Tampa, Richard Wainio, said an FTA with Colombia is imperative to Tampa's port and the rest of Florida.
For the Port of Tampa, trade with Colombia is especially important as Colombia is the port's fourth largest trading partner. The port's two-way trade with Colombia exceeds 840,000 tons annually, including inbound shipments of cement, coal, granite, and sulfuric acid, complemented by outbound shipments of fertilizer and scrap metal.
Human Rights Watch reports that 19 labor union members and organizers were killed in Colombia from the beginning of 2008 through mid-April. Impunity for those who kill labor union members is particularly an issue in Colombia. There have been only 68 convictions out of the 2,500 reported killings in the past two decades, according to Human Rights Watch. But Ambassador Barco claims that a new judicial system instituted last year is reducing the problem.
We went from having, since between 1992 and 2007, they had judged about, I don't remember, about 30 cases. Last year, we judged 80. So we were able to increase in 1 year, just because of these changes we've made, and there's been a substantial change and a greater rate to be able to respond to impunity.
Luce Nagel is a professor at Stetson University College of Law and was not satisfied with Barco's answer.
I know for a fact that there are a lot of issues with the new system that was implemented. And yes, we need to give that system some time, but still there are a lot of issues of gathering evidence, some issues of corruption that are involved. A lot of people have also mentioned the fear or the lack of political will to go after certain individuals who have been killing the union workers. So I think that she could have addressed those issues more to the point and more effectively, because I know that there are a lot of individuals who would like to hear a concrete answer to be able to say, yes, I support the trade agreement with Colombia.
Nagel said there needs to be more time to study and evaluate the Colombia Free Trade Agreement in order to figure out what effect it will have on Colombia's peasant farmers. She said that similar FTAs in other countries have hurt farmers because they lose money on their crops, and that Colombian farmers are already starting to give up their food crops in favor of cocaine production.
A lot of the peasants have already sold their plots. So that is a real threat in there, because what else are they going to do? And something else, the United Nations has already said, look, we don't have enough food. What are we going to do if all these peasants are going to keep selling their plots? What are we going to eat? So that's one of my concerns.
Bill Berlew is with the U.S.-Colombia Business Partnership and said that because of tariffs on American goods, not passing the Colombia FTA is costing the U.S. $22 every second.
We had a meeting last week with Speaker Pelosi. We had a meeting with Chairman Rangel. And quite honestly, they know that this is, we got them to admit that this is a good thing for our economy.
Everett Eisenstadt is a U.S. trade representative and was one of the lead negotiators of the Colombia FTA. It was signed in November of 2006, but held up because of disagreements over labor and environmental concerns.
The administration negotiated with the U.S. Congress for many months and came to a what's now called the May 10th bipartisan compromise. What this compromise did is that it took into account some concerns that members of Congress had raised about labor standards, environmental standards, and for the first time incorporated these standards into the core text of the agreement, made them subject to dispute settlement, the same as they are for any other agreement.
Ambassador Barco was asked whether President Uribe would again seek to change the Colombian Constitution in order to run for a third term in 2010.
It was very important to have the possibility of a second term. We did have a constitutional change. Colombia only allowed one term for the presidents. There was a constitutional change. But what is also very clear, it's important that we have, that we respect our institutions, and we'll see how we move ahead. But President Uribe is incredible. He's never had an approval rate below 73, and he's in 82 right now. So.
To learn more about the Trade Routes program of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, visit traderoutes.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.